Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about the call to discipleship. Yesterday in the gospel reading, we're given one of those very sobering teachings of Jesus, or his conversation with the apostles, and as he defines for them the nature of the relationship that he was calling them into, and the call to discipleship, essentially. And Jesus sets very specific terms on that relationship. It's the most important relationship any one of us could ever have, the most valuable. Jesus calling us intimate relationship with him, in which he reveals to us and gives to us a share in everything he knows about what it means to be a human being, what it means to be in relationship with God the Father, what it means to be a part of the kingdom of God, and what that looks like. And so Jesus, as I described yesterday, he's the one, again, who sets the terms of the relationship. And he wants us, before we say yes to it, to count the cost. Because he makes clear, as I described in the reading from Matthew chapter 10, that this relationship has to be paramount. Number one, nothing can take precedence over the relationship with Christ. And he's really in the position of saying, that's the nature of the relationship. And if you don't want to do that, then don't come. Don't become a disciple. And he wants to make sure that all those who are followers of his, who are in his church, those baptized into him, understand this very reality. That in some ways, the Lord can't help us. One way to think about it is all the good he wants to give us, and his commitment before the Father, before God the Father, to bring everyone into relationship with him and to be led to the Father, back to our home, that the only way to get from here to there is to be completely submitted in heart, mind, and will to the Lord, to seek first the kingdom of God, as he says in another place in Matthew 6. Seek first God's kingdom. And what does that mean? It means to seek the king who sets the rule for the kingdom. He's the one who opens the kingdom of God and teaches us what it is. And so he wants to give us all the treasures of the life of the kingdom. But if we're compromised, if we're half in, half out, if we're simply just picking and choosing, we're going to remain in the world at some level. And Jesus is saying, no, you need to be in the world, but not of the world. If we're half in, partially in, and our heart is divided, part of our heart's going to be given to the world, the fallen dimension of the world, yielding to our flesh, putting secondary things in first place. We'll have other loves before the Lord. Another way to look at the call to discipleship is Jesus is teaching us not only the way of life of the kingdom, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount, the new life in the Holy Spirit and dimensions of what it means to walk in the Holy Spirit and be obedient, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. What he's doing fundamentally is he's ordering our loves. He's helping us come out of our sin-sick condition and teaching us how to walk in submission to the Holy Spirit, who reminds us, he said, the Holy Spirit will be given the advocate who will counsel you and remind you of everything that I taught you, so that we can walk in the way of the Lord instead of walking in the world. And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, Scripture said. So if I've got one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom, I'm going to be a divided man. I'm not going to be able to experience the fruits of what Jesus anticipates for me and what he comes to give me if I'm not going to embrace them wholeheartedly. So the standard of the Lord is very high. And what he's after is not our perfect behavior from the start. What he's after is, what is the condition of your heart? Do you want this relationship or don't you? And Jesus said, if you want it, you'll seek it first. That's the sign of whether you truly want it or not. If you're divided in your heart, Jesus said, don't come after me. The cost will be too high for you to bear anyway. So as he would say, I read from Luke chapter 9, at the end of the program yesterday, and he's echoing a very similar terms, words that he shared in Matthew 10 that we heard in the gospel yesterday at Mass. Jesus says very simply, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself. let him take up his cross daily and let him follow me. Deny, take up, follow. Those are the terms that Jesus sets as the starting point for the relationship. So deny what? Deny yourself is what he's saying. So what is the self you're denying? You're denying the freedom or capacity you have to define reality on your own terms. The flesh is another way to look at it. The fallen dimension of what's in the depth of the human heart. Remember what Jesus diagnoses the human heart. He said the human heart has been defiled, that there's lots of trouble in the human heart. Anger, bitterness, rivalry, conceit, lust, hatred, bitterness, revenge, these kinds of things. Jesus said, this is what's in the human heart, and this is what defiles a person. Jesus has come to give us a new heart that begins in baptism with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And now we have a new power and a new capacity if we say yes to actually follow Jesus. We have the help of the Holy Spirit who day by day, bit by bit, transforms the core of our being at the heart level. And we begin by the grace of God to love what God loves first. And so the call to discipleship is really Jesus working to reorder our loves to put first things first, because it's all been disrupted and discombobulated and in such a way that we and love of self, each one of us and love of self is at the center of the fallen human condition. And Jesus comes to heal that, transform it. The prophets of the Old Testament said to give us a new heart, put the law of God in our heart, the law of righteousness that's in the heart of Jesus. And so to make it really specific, Jesus makes it shockingly clear. If you're going to follow me, it's very likely that there's going to be division, right in the most, even in the most intimate relationships you have in your life. There's going to be division potentially, because the choice, every single human being has to make a choice, whether you're for or against God. And so that is the separating point. And not only did Jesus describe that in terms of relationship between a child and a parent, between brothers and sisters, all those fundamental relationships, then he goes on to say, whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. It doesn't sit right on modern ears. What do you mean it's not worthy of me? To say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God's son. Jesus is the, all things were made for him. All things were made through him. For God so loved the world, he sent his eternally begotten son into the world. And he came all in. He came to give everything in order to save us. In which means if we're going to go half in, you're not worthy of me. And he's right. He's right. And we have this resistance in us. Now, he also knows our weakness. The main thing the Lord is focusing on, what do you really want in your heart? Now, weak love is not false love. We are weak people, weak and broken people. And he's slowly healing us to give us self-mastery, to get us moving more consistently in the right direction. But he knows what's in the human heart, and we do too. Even if we fall, we get back up. Is your desire, no, I want to keep seeking the King. I fall and I repent, receive sacramental grace. I want to keep going. I want to put him first in my life. And so that's really what he's asking for here. And then he goes on to say other things about, you know, discipleship. He said, whoever finds his life in this world will lose it. That is, you might become a smashing success in this life, celebrated everywhere from the world's point of view, rewarded, acknowledged, and at the same time have given very little of your heart and mind and will to Christ. He said, if you found your life here in which the world will dance and celebrate you, you'll lose it for eternity. But he said, he who loses his life will find it. Loses his life, Jesus said, for my sake. I mean, if Jesus was just an ordinary person like you and me and made that kind of statement, we'd think he was crazy or he massive, massive ego, so disconnected from reality. But Jesus knows. He's the Savior of the world. He knows the future, the eternal future, is the kingdom of God existing forever, and all opposition to the kingdom is going to be destroyed. This world is going to pass away. There will be nothing else. So if your investment is this world only, or primarily, and it's about celebrating and being rewarded, acknowledged, loved in this world, without giving much thought to the next world, you're going to inherit what is the destiny of this world. And Jesus wants to save us from that. And he's saying, so if you're all in this world, and that's where you're at, you're going to lose your eternity, your eternal life, because you've made this your kingdom. You've made this your idol. You've made this your first love. And in the end, God's going to give you what you want most. He goes on to say, whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. He's about to send out the disciples, and he's making it clear the call, the nature of the relationship, and that they represent Jesus. We're ambassadors for Christ, Scripture says. And that's exactly who we're meant to see ourselves as. You know, talked yesterday about the nature of the master-disciple relationship with rabbis and their students, their disciples and followers, that they would literally be identified with the rabbi and his prestige and who he is and his worldview. And people just saw then the disciples in relationship to the master. That's an analogy. It's analogous to what Jesus is saying here. You're no longer your own. You belong to me. So Paul boasted of it. He died and rose again that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. He said, the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, again, I live by faith in the Son of God. John the Apostle said he died and rose again that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and rose again. So Jesus is saying, this is who you are, brothers. You died now to the whole regime of your life that existed before me and what I'm calling you to. Now you belong to me. You belong to the kingdom. You're now with me, and I share with you everything that I have, and I give you everything that I have, and you go forth in my name to extend the kingdom. So if they receive you, they're receiving me. He said, whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. It's a beautiful promise. These are the rewards the Lord is telling us. And whoever gives only a cup of water to one of these little ones to drink because he's a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. That Jesus remembers every little act of love. Even giving, you know, disciple a cup of cold water, it's an act of love toward him. Why? Because we're in his body. Just like Paul, remember on the road to Damascus, blinded by the light. And Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Paul said, what? This is my body. What's being revealed is how intimately united we are to Christ in one body. So much so that for someone to bless a disciple because he's a disciple, a prophet, gave him a cup of cold water. Jesus receives that as love for him, and it will be echoed throughout eternity. It's amazing, the mystery of the kingdom of God and how it unfolds, friends. Let's embrace it with all our heart. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.